above all names. Blessing and honor. Name above all names. Dominion and power. Name above all names. Righteous and holy. Name above all names. Glorious and worthy. He who was dead.
Lifted high, exalted.
worship him.
Good morning, everybody. Again, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We shall sing praises unto your name, Heavenly Father. We shall thank you forever and ever, Father God. We shall, Father God, render our everything to you, Father God. We shall say, Father God, that you are our Abba, Father. And we love you, Father God. We love you more than life itself, Father God. And that you shall be glorified through our actions, Father God. That we shall follow the light, Father God. And we shall, Father God, live and be obedient, Father God, to the things that you have placed before us, Father God. So we will stay in your will at all times, Father God. We shall, Father God, just call on your name and meditate on your word day and night, Father God, because these are your instructions, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you on today. Thank you, everybody, for joining in with us this morning. We love you, but remember also that God loves you best. And as we start our day, we just want to tell everybody, we just want to thank everybody for coming on. You didn't have to be here. You could have been doing something else, but we just love the fact that you choose to be in the midst of God. We're thankful that you put other things to the side and you come and be in the presence to allow him to lead you and guide you and to help you command your morning, command your day, command your night. Just be the focus, allowing God to be the focal point at the beginning of your day. And as we know, our partners that are over in the international waters, we are on a different time frame. And we thank you. We thank you for the sacrifices that you make to be a part of us on our morning, while we're here on the morning and then joining us on the afternoons. We thank you. We thank you for our participation. We thank you. We thank you for the trust that you have in the Holy Spirit that resides within us. We thank you, and we just welcome you all on this morning, and we welcome you, our local people. We welcome you, America. Good morning, America, as well. And we just want to go in giving God all his honor, just knowing that he's a faithful God and he loves us conditionally. And before we end the broadcast, I will again share with you the number to our prayer line, ADM prayer line, because last night you saw it the night before Apostle was on fire. When I sit and tell you that I was sitting, if I was on the airplane or in my car, I would have had to buckle my seatbelt, because God definitely took him up to another level, a level that we need to hear, a level that we need to place in our life, apply in our life, and obey, so we can be prosperous, so we can be victorious, so we can go into the way of life that God has predestined us to be. So you do not want to miss tonight. I'm more than sure that Apostle probably has some type of taping going on, and you're going to need to get a taping series out of this, because it is so powerful. It is just so, it's just like the light bulb, that illumination that we talked about a couple of weeks ago. It should be coming on. I was at the tip of my seat waiting to just write down everything, and got mad that I missed a couple of things, and waiting for the review today. So we don't want to miss what God has put in place for us during this season. And with that being said, if Mother Jackson is on the phone, could you please open us up in prayer?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come to you. this morning. I'm going to see no how. First, I have to give you the honor who's ahead of my life, and to Apostle Temple Spencer, and to First Lady Leticia Spencer, and to each and every one. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come to you once more, God, saying hallelujah, God. Just thank you for touching us this morning, God. Awaken us one more time in the name of Jesus, God. We know all things is possible with you, God, but we can't do nothing without you. So, God, let us continue to call on your name, God. Let us continue to shake ourselves, hallelujah, and give you the highest praise, God. No matter what we are going through, Rabo Sunday, no matter what this situation is, God, let us press through Rabo Sunday. Let us press like never before, God. We thank you how you shield us all last night and up to this point, God. You did not a robber to break in, have a boat shaking on the feet, God. We thank you for shielding us out of our coming about with your blood, God. Through all of this, God, we have to say this thank you this morning. We have to praise you and give you the highest praise, God. Even through our shortcoming, God, in the name of these rebels, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning, God. To give us all our sins, God. The one that we know of and the one that we don't know of, God. If you haven't still you loving us, God, we thank you, Lord. These things we ask you this morning, God, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And we just thank God. We just need to sit right now. Take a moment and just tell God thank you. Just call out hallelujah. Just give him the highest praise, because we need to understand that he is so worthy to be praised. We need to understand that sometimes we just have to give him his honor. We just have to sit. If you got to sit all through the day and just say hallelujah, because God has you here. On this beautiful day, God is allowing you to see different things. He's allowing you to see something that you didn't see yesterday. Why? Because you're asking him to allow him to look through his eyes. You're asking him to allow you to hear his voice. Just say hallelujah. Just tell God, we thank you, Lord. Just tell God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Enter into his gates with praise. Go into God's gates. Go into God's safety net with praise, knowing that you trust in him with every inch in your body, every vein, every vessel. You know that God is your protector. You know that no matter what the situation is, what the circumstance is, that God is your protector. No matter how things look, no matter how many times you stumble and fall, that God is your protector. That God is able to do things exceedingly and abundantly. That God has given you the authority to do things that you had no clue that you can do. Why? Because you're trusting in God. Why? Because your faith is in God. Why? Because you're believing in God and realizing that he would never leave you nor forsake you. Today, we are going into Psalms 91, probably one of the most visited Psalms in the entire world. I'm more than sure that everybody, each and every person, know that Psalms 91 is our safety net. If you sit and you realize what provisions God has made for us through our times of trials and tribulations, through our times of sorrow, through our times of just, even if you just out there doing what you want to do, just realizing that God is right there and he has prepared a place for you all. He has prepared a safety net for you. And you, what you don't want to do is stay out of that safety net. In this time right now, everything that's going on in the world right now, some of us forget that God is even present. Some of us forget that we have the ability to call on God, because we get so caught up on the things that's going on in the world. We get so caught up in our fears. Fears take over us. everyone that's on this line can sit and say that they're either experiencing fear or they have had fear in their life. Fear started as a child. Some people still experiencing fear as an adult. But what we need to realize is that God has given us, through his word, through his promise, a safety net. And that safety net, if you sit and you break down and you really read Psalms 91 and you ask God to let you surrender all to him through whatever your trial is, through whatever your situation is, and you let God be the head of your life, knowing that he is the God that controls everything, knowing that he is the great I am. Psalms 91, to me, it fits me because it is basically a time that we're going through right now. Some of the things that he's talking, that the psalmist is talking to us about are things right now. But he's also giving you the knowing that you don't have to live fearlessly. The only time you need to live fearlessly is when you're reverencing God. That's who we are to fear. We are to fear nothing else, no man, no woman, nothing else. We have to get rid of that fear. How do we get rid of that fear? By trusting God, by knowing and standing on his promises, standing on his words, and knowing that he has provided a place for us, knowing that if in the times that anxiety is there, worries are there, apprehensions, misgivings, qualms, fright, scares, intimidation, you know, faint, when you get faint-hearted because of the different things that's going on, because you're leaning on your own understanding. You're not trusting. You're not going back to Psalms 91 and trusting God that he has already made a provision. He has already given you a safe haven where you need to go, and that is in him. That is placing your trust in him, placing your fear in him, staying in there. The problem, we get in there, and then when a situation, we come out of there. We come out of the safety net. We forget to speak the promises of God that he has already given us, whatever. God has given us the tools for us not to be afraid, for us to just move on and trust him. That he has exactly. If you look in the scriptures, and he's telling us the different type of things that we don't. With Psalms 91, I learned in 2007 that I had to sit and start personalizing this psalm. I had to sit and change to the use to I, the different things or whatever, and then I had to start walking around and whatever, you know, because I was in a place where I had no clue where my life was going. I had something new going on, and then in a matter of days, that newness turned to nothing, and I had no clue as to where I was going. I had no clue to what I was doing. I had no clue. First of all, I thought I was a Christian, but found out that I wasn't. If I was a Christian, I would have known when my mother and all of her different the different ministers and the pastors that was around me during that time was letting me know, you got to rest in the Lord. You need to read Psalms 91. You need to personalize it, not just read it. You have to apply it into your life, because God's faithful was my protection. And just like it was my protection, it is your protection on today. He gives us the different, he's telling us what we need to do in the times of worry, in the times of despair, in the times of trials and tribulations. He's letting us know in the word when we know that Satan and his imps, because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, we're fighting against principalities. So we know that there are traps that are set, deadly diseases that are here. we realize that God will cover us with his feathers. We realize that he will shelter us with his wings. And as I previously stated, his faithful promises is our armor of protection. So he has let us know when the deadly diseases come, when the terrors of night come, when the arrows by day come, the pestilence, the evil, the plague, that we have a place to go. He says he will cover us with his feathers. He will shelter us with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Let's stop right there. Faithful promises are your armor and protection. Where are you going to get his faithful promises from? Where is God's faithful promises for you to be able to speak? You notice we have been talking about speaking things. Where are his faithful promises? So what I would encourage, I can only tell you things that has been working for me, but I'm going to sit and tell you. If you are a person that thinks you know everything, if you are a person that has not realized that God would never leave you nor forsake you, if you are a person that realized that God loves you, that do not realize that God loves you unconditional because he sacrificed his only begotten son so you may have eternal life, his promises mean nothing to you. But if you are a person that has made a conscious decision that, Father, I surrender all, and then you being honest about it. Father, I'm very fearful. The news media is scaring me. Me sitting in, well, I'm scared to go outside the door because I may get shot from jogging. I'm seeing people, 10,000 fall at my feet. Dying from the plague, the numbers that are rising, especially in Atlanta, the numbers are rising since the economy has partially opened back up. You have to sit and you have to let God, you have to confess. You have to, you must, not have to, you must confess what your fears are. You must confess that I'm afraid of the things that I cannot see. But as I stated, God has given you the tool, the promises and the armor. His promises and his armor is your protection in this particular scripture. He's letting you know that you can go and be hidden. He's letting you know that he's your refuge. He's letting you know that he's not going to leave you nor forsake you. And then if we go over just a little bit, God also gave us the full armor of God. He's given us the tools that we need. He's letting us, telling us to put on the full armor of God and then go out. And then you have the ability, as I sit and say, you have the ability to those diabolical spirits. And let them know that they can't touch you. And as you are speaking to them, you realize that you are in a safe haven. You are in God's presence. You are there. Once you are in his presence and you know that he is going to protect you. We know that God is not a man, that he shall not lie. We also know that God's word never comes back void. So this is why I want to sit and say that we need to sit and meditate on the word day and night. Get in your word. Find the promises of God that fits you, the things that may fit you. You may have a fear of dying. You may have a fear that your illnesses is taking over you so bad that it's making you just faint. It's making you so afraid that you can't even concentrate or stay in the presence of God. See, that's when we sit. We allow our situation to draw us out. We always want to sit and say, Satan, Satan, Satan. No, we are our biggest enemy. Satan is the enemy. Satan does him and his diabolical imps prey on us, P-R-E-Y. because we do not go in. We do not have the reverence of God. We do not sit and trust him in the time of need. We allow worryation to sit and take over us. But Psalms 91 has given us all our answers. God has let you know. He's letting you know what I can do for you. He's letting you know, don't sit and worry about the things that tear us by night. Don't sit and worry about the pestilence. Don't sit and do these things. I've given you the authority to trample over lions and cobras and all of those different things. I've given you the authority to, when you're feeling down, that you can get up and you can speak that I'm going to mount up like an eagle and I'm going to soar. And when you're feeling down and you feel like all else has failed and you have nothing and you have nobody, he's giving you the option to call on the name of Jesus. He's giving you the option to remember, yes, I may not be here right now, but I'm an on-time God. I may not come when you want me to come, but I'm an on-time God. But this is what I need you to do for me. I need you to reverence me. I need you to meditate on my word day and night. I need you to understand. I need you to apply wisdom in every situation that you got going on. And if you can do these things for me and not faint while you're doing it, because I may sit and say that you need to sit and meditate a little bit longer. You may be sitting there and say, aha, this is what God wants me to do, but that may not be what God wants you to do because you're not trusting him. You're leaning on your own understanding. God has given us a safety net for us to continue to be in. He didn't give it to us just because we're dealing with COVID-19. He didn't give it to you, us, just because you may have been laid off of your job. He didn't give it to us because you may have been diagnosed with cancer. He didn't give it to us because your car, just give it to you in a season because your car has been repossessed. This is God's word. God is letting us know if we remain in his will and stop letting our problems pull us out of the shelter that he has provided for us, which is in him, which is in his will, that you will be okay. He did not say, he said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. God never said that the weapon wasn't going to form. That's for you to get up and recognize the tools that God has given you and apply those tools. That's for you to change your mindset and stop bringing tomorrow, yesterday, and today. Stop bringing what happened 10, 20, 30 years into today, unless it's something that you can sit and speak out of your mouth that's going to be something that's going to change somebody. Unless it's something that you can speak that's going to be mind-blowing and letting you know that God is my refuge. God is the one that protected me in the time when I was sitting in and couldn't do nothing for myself. When you have situations where God will place you in a place of isolation, when you are in his, when he is covering you with his feathers, when you are in his place, you are in a safe haven. You may be in a place of isolation. You may be in a place where God needs to encourage you to love yourself. That place may be where you might need to work on your faith. That place may be where you need to encourage yourself. The moral of the story is that God, Psalms 91, God has provided a place for safety for you. God has provided and let you know that even though people are doing evil and wicked things around you, you don't have to worry about it. Why? Because the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. When you are sitting and dealing with each just the little pettiest things, this person said this person said that, you don't have to worry about it. I would like to sit and say this to you. When you are dwelling in the secret place of God, when folks sit and put their mouth on you and you know that you've done nothing but been there for them, because you are filled with the Holy Spirit, because you have a reverence of God, that if I don't do what God tells me to do, if I'm not obedient to God, then God is not going to be there for me. I want to just veer off a little bit. Obedience is better than sacrifice. King Saul, when God gave him, when explicit instructions came to him to do what he needed to be done, he said, wipe out everybody, bring nothing back. But Saul did what he wanted to do. For Saul to be a king, because we have already identified, God had to trust him, God had to believe in him, and God was with him. So he was in the secret place. He was in that place, that Psalms 91. But you know what? Saul came out of the place because he leaned on his own understanding. He did things that he wasn't supposed to do. And what did he do? He lost his kingship. God dethroned him. And what I'm saying to you today, when you get your mind, your heart, your body, your spirit, and your soul in a place where you lining up with God and you enter into his presence, his refuge, his shelter, and he allows his feathers. If you look up and read about an eagle, you will realize that an eagle will protect their children by any means necessary. Their eyes are always on their kids. They even have an extra lid over their eye. They sit and they watch it. They're going back. They're using the different visions that God has given them. They watch it. They paying attention. They're very attentive. When the enemy comes up to strike, they already up. Them wings go up in the air. They ready. They are in attack mode. This is where God wants us to be. God wants us to know that he protects us no matter what, no matter when, no matter how. But he needs you to be in that safety place. He needs you to understand, if you trust me, I got you. I got your back. You may sit, you may go through some things, because we realize that we have to go through some things. Jesus went through, Jesus picked up we have to pick up the cross as Jesus did, and we have to carry it daily. But the goodness about the whole situation, when you carrying it, you realize that you carrying it, and you have a place of safety to get to it. You realize that the situation that you are going through may be even, you're making it bigger. It's bigger than you because you choose to make it bigger. Because you choose to come up out of your safety net. I don't care if it's a pinky toe. You came out of what God has placed for you. You came out. And when your mind start wandering all over the place, you came out of that safety place. Because now you're not focused on the promises that God has given you, which is your armor and your protection. You worrying about what's going on in the world. You worrying about how this is going to be done. That's how this is going to be done. Yes, it's good to plan for the future, but talk to God about it. Ask God, what is it that you would have me to do? Because I don't want to come out of your safety place. I want to know that you are going to protect me through every circumstance, through every situation. And I want to have the faith to know that even though it didn't go the way that I wanted it to go, it went away, that I'm going to be blessed. I had a situation that I knew it was, I thought it was going to go one way, but God said it needed to go another way. That situation took me on a whole nother road, and it made me a better person. It was the best time of my life because I was in the presence of the Lord. I had time to meditate on his word day and night. And this is where he has placed me. The word said what has happened once, it'll happen again. Today, I'm able to, no matter how busy my schedule is, no matter how early I may have to get up, how late I have to stay up. I am going to get into that place of God, with God, where I'm able to meditate on his word. I'm able to ask him to give me an understanding of things that I don't understand. So when I go out and I start my day, I know that my day, I'm in that safety place with God. I'm in the shelter. I realize that his feathers, when situations come up, and I sit and I may want to handle it the way Nita used to handle it. No, I sit and I think about it, and I handle it the way that God has chosen me to be on today. I'm sitting and telling you, saints, use the armor that God has given you. Allow him to protect you. Allow him to do what he has said that he would do for you. Stop coming out of the refuge. Stop sitting and saying, oh, this person died. So it may, no. He said it. 10,000 may fall. The diseases that's around you, they shall not even bother you. You here today. We've been in this pandemic for how long now? You still here. You haven't had to get, you're not on a ventilator. You don't have a testimony to sit and say, I was a victim of COVID-19, but here I am today. God has you in a safety place. Sit, stay where you're at. Stop concerning yourself about things that's out of your control, because that's not how it's designed to be. It's designed for you to trust God, to let your faith during this time stretch beyond measure. That's what we're doing. We're being stretched. Well, guess what? Let God stretch me. Stretch me, Father God. I do not ever in my life want to come out from up under your shelter. I want you, Father God, to be my refuge for all the days of my life. And I want you all to allow God to be your refuge. So when the times of trouble, we may even come into a time of famine, just remember God tells us not to worry about what we eat, what we drink, where we're going to sleep, the clothes we put on our bodies. Trust God. Trust God, because that's when you go back into that shelter. That's when you go back into that place of refuge. That's when you go back and allow God to wrap his arms around you as you lay at his bosom and tell him what your problems is, so he can sit and he worries about what has to be done. I pray on today that each and every one of you stop allowing, stop giving Satan credit. Yes, he's out there. Yes, his job is to kill, steal, and destroy. But your job as a Christian is to sit and trust and have faith that God will do what he say he will do, to be obedient to his will and his way, to remain in his secret place, to keep a knowing that you have to reverence him, knowing that God is God all by himself. That's the only fear that you need to deal with on this day, on this hour, knowing that God got you no matter what, knowing that God will allow you to enter into his safety place. Apostle, over to you.
Amen. God bless you. I got my key. I was just sitting listening so much, and I really got my cue. Amen. And absolutely, I just thank God for Evangelist and things that she shared. We just got a few more minutes, and I want to show you everything that she was saying. It's from line, in the book of Psalms 91. It's just line for line, precept, precept. And one thing that we as people, especially in our prayer life and our walk with God, one thing that we always have to understand, order for the operation or for things to operate correctly, we have to make sure things is in its proper place, because it's there, like in the scripture, and then it said it, and, you know, we decide to use it however we want to use it. You know, that doesn't mean it's going to work because you see it. It doesn't mean it's going to operate correctly because you see it. You know, even in Psalms 91,
it talks about the plagues, and it talks about the plagues is not going to come upon you, and different things like that. Because of different things is in scripture form, you know, it doesn't mean that you could just use it however you feel like it. And, you know, I know some individuals that, you know, we do that. We'll begin to use the scripture pertaining to ourselves and be using it all over the place. Amen. And we wonder why things doesn't work. And we begin to build our spiritual life and begin to build our spiritual walk with these phrases. And it gets stronger when we begin to hear other people say them the same way. Amen. Because people saying the same thing you saying, that doesn't mean everything is correct. I'm a firm believer that everything has to be in its proper order, in its proper place for things to work. Even in your prayer requests, even in your prayer life, it has to be in a proper order and proper place. Amen. I see God granted things quicker in, He grants things quicker in prayer when you are an individual that is broken and deal with mostly of you, amen, then when there's a request that is answered, asked, you know, it's just not coming from a religious point of view or standpoint or just something that you demand and you want. You want Him, you're looking at Him as an individual that's just going to do this, do that, do that, do that. No, you're coming from a position of relation. You're coming from a position of relation, and you're coming from a position of relations with His people. Because why? Because He loves all of us, and we all His children and His people. And when you come from that position as relations pertaining to His people, His children, amen, and it's just respected. You got to understand, it's just like I'm going to be tapping into that tonight at 8. The relationship is almost like you're a step-parent, you know, step-mom, step-dad, you know, even though we don't call them steps, you are a parent. So you got to understand, you know, everyone that is in the world, we are sons and daughters of the Most High. And once you come in a relationship with the Father, you come in a relationship with the Father, you know, you understand you are a son and daughter, but you got to understand and respect He has other sons and daughters in the world. And many of you, regardless of how your children may be, I'm pretty sure you're not going to like someone trying to downplay, trying to talk, and trying to do all this with your child. Amen. Imagine that. Imagine that somebody saying, somebody asking God, or somebody telling you that they're going to blow your child up. Somebody going to telling you that I hope they get striked down. You know, I hope your child gets striked down. You're going to feel some type of way. Well, you know, people does that. People take the scripture and begin to use the scripture to begin to shoot it at other folks. And you got to understand, these other people, even though you might not have no connection or bond with them, but God does. God loves everybody that He created, that He made. You got to understand, because of judgment and consequences, that doesn't mean God doesn't love everybody. That doesn't mean God doesn't care. And God feels some type of way when we want to go and start using these scriptures out of context and different things. It's just like Psalm 91, He who dwell in the secret place of the Most High. That's still with covering. And also that deals with relationship. He who dwells in the secret place, he who dwells in the shadows of the Most High, that's covering. You know, we are under Him. He's covering us. That's dealing with covering. Who abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. I will say to the Lord, my refuge, my force, my God, whom I trust. Not only that deals with covering, that deals with God. My God, that deals with God. I trust you. In other words, this individual here is writing this. They don't have some time to experience with God. They have a relationship with God. They have a walk with God, because trust just doesn't come overnight. My hat goes out to my mom and them, grandma and them, and all them, because you know they stuff that down in your throat. You know, you trust God. You trust God. Well, God never intend for us to just get stuff down with trust. He intend for us to build the relationship up with Him, and in that building relationship up with Him, then trust is going to begin to happen. Why? Because of things, because of experiences, because of different things of the relationship that took place. God spoke to you. He told you what He's going to do. Then when things something showed up, a situation showed up, God stepped in and honored his word that he said he's going to do. That builds up trust. That builds up trust. I don't know about you all, but that will build up trust with me when the individual says, "Say, hey, man, I got your back. It don't matter what time of night, whatever, call me, I got your back." And next thing you know, then you have to put that individual to the test. Then once you put that individual to the test, that individual delivered through. His word is his bond. That is trust. Amen. You build up a trust. You can be like, "I can count on that one. If that one there can say, if that one there said it, you better believe that one they're going to deliver." Amen. If that one there say he's going to get with you, you better believe that one they're going to believe get with you. I'm pretty sure many of you have done experience individuals like that. That's trust. That comes from relationship building. And we got to understand that God want to build a relationship with you. So many scriptures in the Bible talking about the builder, master builder, because God want to build one with you. Amen. For he will deliver you. He will deliver you from the snares of the falls. That's protection. Not only of trust, and not only we got covering, now we got the protection. He will deliver you from the snares of the fowls and from the deadly peasant. That is protection. Now God said, "I'm going to protect you. You don't have to worry about no devil. You don't have to worry about no enemy. You don't have to worry about nothing. All you have to do is just stay in my refuge. Stay in my secret place." That is protection. And I just thank God for all of you all that is constantly trying to grab the mother more with God. Many of you have been through ups and been through downs. Amen. Many of you, we praising God with you because at one point, my God, some people that is listening all over the world, they probably was the victim of COVID-19. But guess what? God done blessed them. They done seen God's come through. They seen God's trust. And I just want to just thank you. And at the end of the day, we got to understand if we leave this world, that doesn't mean God failed on his trust. That means he still honored his word. Because at the end of the day, the word he must tell us, one day we all going to transition and spend eternity somewhere. Amen. And I just choose that while we right here today, we got another chance, a chance after chance. We just get ready and believe in our Lord and Savior for we could spend eternity with him. Amen. Count it all joy that we have another chance with life. Regardless of how you got your chance or wherever we got our chance, you got another chance. Some people probably was healed from counselor. That cancer, that's your chance. Some people probably was healed from other things. That's your chance. Some people probably was healed from depression. That's your chance. Some people probably was healed from COVID-19 and got off that ventilator. That's your chance. But whatever opportunity we have in life, let's seize the opportunity and let's give God his glory. Amen. I'm telling you, many of you that is listening, we thank God that you are listening with ADM Ministry and you are being a part of ADM Ministry. Amen. But what I want you to do, I want you to find a local pastor in your neighborhood, a local pastor in your area that you could sit up under, get taught. Amen. Sometimes you got to sit and examine, you know, and what I mean examine, you got to be faithful. You got to be faithful, go and examine. You know, you probably ain't locked in all the way yet, but you got to sit and examine, build up some trust, jump in. Let's go ahead and sit up on a word-based ministry so you could get that word and keep expanding and keep growing in your life. I'm telling you, we just going to do our part over here and ADM family and to give you what we need to give you, but it's so much to this, amen. It's so much that you could gather, and I want you to find a church home in your local area and connect with a local pastor. Ask the Lord to lead you however you need to go, amen. Don't be scared or whatever these folks are saying about this, about that. This is the structure of the Lord, and walk into the structure of the Lord. Listen, this evening I'm going to be back on, my God Almighty, and we're going to be blessing the peoples of God and blessing everyone as we continue to grow in our relationship with God. And not only relationship with God, we're going to get ready to get into ministry. We're going to get into the protocols of ministry. We're going to get into everything. But before we get there, we're building up that relationship, getting things in its proper place, in the proper order, so our relationship can get stronger, for we can constantly continue to grow in God and continue to have the things of God to bless us in our life. I'm telling you, it's a blessing. It is a blessing, and it's an honor to see what God is doing in our life. I'm pretty sure you know that as well. Amen. Amen. God is good, and his mercy endures forever. Listen, if you need that number for that line tonight, amen, that number is 385- 7999620. Amen. 385-799-20. I'm pretty sure your international listeners, you have that international number, so you could come on and be a part. And many of you, y'all been coming out and grows and thousands. So I thank God for you, and I just thank God that what God is saying is not falling on deaf ears. Thanks to God, let's keep growing in our life. Let's keep growing in our prayer life. Let's keep speaking the things of truth. Let's keep enhancing. Never get to the place where you feel as though you know it all and you arrive. Because once you enter into that place, that's a sign of a reprobated mind. You don't want to get into that place. Amen. You always want to be in that place where you're humble. You're listening regardless if the information that come across that you know, you still be humble and you listen, because that's just confirmation or just giving you reinference and different things like that. So let's begin to enjoy the things of the Lord. God bless you all. My God, we're not going to be on until Monday morning. At this Monday broadcast, going to come back on Monday morning at 7 a.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. Until then, we're going to be right here, my God, tonight, this evening, and we're going to keep on engaging into the things of God. We dealt with communication yesterday. We're going to tap back and look back into communication, and we're going to start into trust. Amen. Like we've been dealing with this morning, we're going to get deeper into trust this morning, where we could get to the place where we could trust God fully, trust God with all our heart. But it's a process that it has to step. It's a process that you have to go through. And I want to reveal that to you this evening. Amen. Come join with me. God bless you all. We love you. Thank God for my AM family. My God, we're still hanging in there and we're still going strong. God bless all of you. We love you.